Okay, well, R&Drive may have had a sleep over the summer, but to quote Gordon Gekko in Wall Street, money never sleeps, pal. So joining me to understand the world of finance and economics, Eric Bagshaw is from The Age, the City Morning Herald, all of the, well, no longer Fairfax, now Nine, I think we call it, economics correspondent. Eric, welcome.
Hey there, Patricia.
That was a knee-jerk reaction. I just wanted to say Fairfax, but I couldn't. It's inaccurate.
No, we can't anymore, and it's hard for us to keep up, really, with what we keep calling ourselves, but I think you're spot on there.
All right, we got it right now. And now, Eric, the IMF issued an update on the world economy today. It's lowered its growth forecast from 3.7% in 2018 to 3.5% in 2019. It's pretty significant, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit of a revision, and they'd already revised down their growth rate in October. So they've revised them down again. Basically, they're saying it's not looking good and the risks are growing. That's been driven by a potential slowdown in China, Brexit, and obviously those trade tensions with the US. So there's a few different problems on the horizon. And you'll notice now that the Prime Minister and the Treasurer here will continue to pick up on that. And basically, as a way of warning what a Labor government could do. So that's going to be a theme that continues. They started talking about dark clouds on the horizon and all sorts of ominous forces overseas, as sort of a rhetorical tool, I think. And we saw that really today in Josh Frydenberg's speech at the Sydney Institute, which was interesting for what it didn't contain, which is really no major policy announcements. He's kicked off the speech recounting the coalition's achievements over the past two decades, but most of them, including the GST, the Future Fund, were established about a decade before the current crop sort of came to office. So I think they're going to have to start thinking of some new ideas pretty soon if they're going to be, competitive come May.
Let's move to another big story today, and it's on the Labor side, I suppose. Let's talk about this $1 billion plan for hydrogen announced in Gladstone by Bill Shorten in Queensland. What exactly has the opposition leader announced in this plan?
Yeah, it's pretty big biggies, really. It's $1 billion for a new hydrogen plan in Gladstone up in Queensland. It's, of course, one of the key marginal seats up there. And it's going to create, apparently, so Labor says, about 16,000 new jobs in hydrogen production. Hydrogen's a really big new fuel source, powering a lot of electric cars overseas, and really starting to become a lot more mainstream. Australia is actually really well placed to produce a lot of hydrogen. It's mostly made out of water and quite a complicated process, but we haven't really done much of it so far. So obviously Labor's thought this is one way to buttress some of the flak it's copping for opposing the Adani mine. And really, it's combining, sort of a renewable push with the jobs that it needs to provide if it's going to win some of those crucial marginal seats up north.
How has the market reacted to the announcement?
No, look, it's relatively positive. I mean, I think they sort of, it's it's been somewhat muted in some ways, but broadly, people are saying, yes, we need to get behind renewables. We need to make sure that we're ahead of the game here. There's a lot of big competitors out there in the US and Japan. And so those companies that are really starting to explore definitely will get a bounce out of this.
So jobs is basically kind of the mantra and has been for a while. Here's Bill Shorten.
It's the equivalent, dare I say, of LNG 2.0. And we want to make Queensland and Gladstone ground zero for hydrogen technology in this nation. Our policy today is about jobs, secure jobs.
Okay, so we've heard that from both sides of politics now. Is it a good down payment on jobs? I mean, is it genuinely a plan that will work well policy-wise and I suppose politically, if I can be so blunt, in Queensland?
Yeah, look, again, all we've got from today is really not so much hard analysis. We've got just what Labor's pledging, and that's a $16,000 job investment, really, $1 billion to help drive that industry up there. On the face of it, yeah, it does look like a positive announcement in that sense. And again, coming back to that political context, if they don't make up for the jobs that are potentially on the line, if Adani doesn't go ahead, then really, they're on the nose in some of those electorates in Queensland. They might be able to pick them up in Victoria and New South Wales, but they really know, and I think we've seen this week with the Bill Bus doing the tour up in Queensland, likewise Morrison, you know, following each other around Queensland, basically to try and shore up some of that support. That's what matters up in Queensland. I think we're going to hear a lot more jobs, jobs, jobs from either side.
Yeah, I look, it's hard to argue with jobs. It's about whether they end up being delivered. Thank you so much for your time, Eric.
Thanks, Patricia.
Eric Bagshaw is the economics correspondent for the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age.